Hi, I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce here in the AOI podcast studio. Excited to welcome back for the second time now, Ava Thomas with the Lincoln Journal Star. Ava, welcome back to the AOI
podcast studio. Thanks for having me.
We've got some fun stuff to talk about. So if you haven't seen the episode that I recorded earlier this year with Ava, you can learn all about the Lincoln Journal Star and Lee Enterprises and how they're much more than only a newspaper. They're a media firm that can help with a lot of solutions there. But we're not here to talk about that today.
Right.
We're here to talk about an exciting announcement. Ava, what do we got cooking?
Community Clause Lincoln.
What is Community Clause Lincoln going
to
be?
So excited to talk about Community Clause Lincoln. Yeah. So it's essentially supporting and celebrating Lincoln's local small businesses this holiday season, an initiative that we're kicking off with the Chamber. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jason and Brooke and team, and our presenting sponsor, UBT, Union Bank and Trust.
And so Community Clause is all about trying to encourage people to shop local here in Lincoln. Support small businesses here in Lincoln, support those activity hubs throughout the entire city, not just in downtown or any of the major shopping centers, but think of those areas like Havelock, like Piedmont, like the area around Nebraska Wesleyan University on North 48th. There are so many special areas, and we want to make sure that businesses throughout the city get some love and support this year.
Absolutely. That's precisely what it's about.
How are we going to go about doing that, Ava?
So essentially what we're doing is we're going to have shoppers descend on local small businesses to spend gift cards that are sponsored by other businesses throughout our community. So UBT, being the presenting sponsor, has graciously offered to support 10 local small businesses. And we'll have many, many others with other sponsors. And so not only do they get gift card infusion spent there, but they also get a full marketing campaign. So you talked about us being a media firm. So they're going to get a full marketing campaign through the holiday season that includes digital, video, print, and social to really extend their holiday season.
And I am so looking forward to the December 6th kickoff. We're going to find a place to get together and send a group of people out into the community. Some of them will have those business-specific type of gift cards.
Yes.
The Chamber's going to invest in some just general gift card for Christmas dollars that people can spend wherever they want, and just ask everybody, go out and support a local business. And our intent with this, in previous iterations that I've worked with, usually our shoppers will not just stop when they get to the end of that gift card or consume those dollars. They're going to buy something extra, another stocking stuffer. But we want the local community to see this business community, the Journal Star team and the chamber members in action on the ground. We're so excited for Union Bank and Trust to be the sponsor of this year.
We are too. I mean, Union Bank and Trust is just a pillar of supporting the community. But this feels, it's so exciting because it feels part shop local support, part random acts of kindness, and completely Lincoln.
Yeah. Now, Ava, tell me from your perspective, why is this such an important thing to do? It'd be easy for the Journal Star to do what it does during the holiday season. You always do some extra things. Be easy for the Chamber to kind of do what we've done with the holiday shopping guide and our push for shop local. This is different for both of us. Why is that so important?
Yeah, it feels like so much more than a holiday promotion. Right. So I talked about the community giving, the shop local, the random acts of kindness, all of it kind of meld into one. It's more exciting than anything we've done in a long time. And every year we're approached by small local businesses that need help. We have provided grants in the past, as you know, since 2020, we've provided small local businesses, community grants, and marketing grants to advertise over the holiday season. We always also get nonprofits who are looking for help for year-end giving. And so this year, teaming up with you, Jason, and the Chamber, we really felt like, well, how can we really take this to the next level? So instead of one or two or three, really get as many as possible infused.
Now, I think a lot of people who have paid attention to efforts for local shopping and supporting small business will say, well, wait a minute, there's Small Business Saturday. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that's great. We are not trying to take anybody away from Small Business Saturday. In fact, we want you to do both. But we arrived at the December 6th timeframe because we wanted to create a platform for sort of a second push. Small Business Saturday comes and goes at a very busy time for families. A lot of people, like my family, often on the road on Saturday, right, trying to get back from the Thanksgiving holiday. December 6th, usually people are back. They're in the office. They're trying to wrap up the year. And this just allows another fun platform to remind people about that.
Right. So can you imagine? So we're going to meet. We're going to fan out. We're going to be passing out gift cards Saturday, December 6th. Mm-hmm. And then those are going to be utilized over the next few weeks, through Christmas. And then those businesses also get a full marketing campaign to be pushing further on through the end of the year. So we really want to extend the holiday season for these folks.
Yeah. And it's particularly important this year because it is a 4-week holiday season. Thanksgiving happens later in the November calendar than sometimes it does in other years. That compresses the cycle. And I know for retailers and small businesses in particular, that really adds some stress to the season because they got to make goals and they got 7 fewer days to do it.
Shorter period of time. Yeah. It always sneaks up on me. So
that's right. Well, this is going to be a record setting year already from the outset because I can guarantee you December 6th is sooner than I have ever started my Christmas shopping in my entire life.
I love it.
I am so ahead of the curve this year.
Right. Me too. This is going to push me too. Yeah. It won't be those final 3 days before Christmas Eve when we celebrate as a family.
But I'm going to miss the rush on December 23rd by not having to run around.
I bet you won't.
Hey, are there opportunities for other businesses to get involved and be part of supporting Community Claws this year?
Yes, absolutely. Plenty of opportunities to get involved. So, UBT is our presenting sponsor. We're really excited about that. But there's opportunities to support one business, one single business, all the way up to larger business packages to support multiple businesses. So obviously, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
We're really wanting to spread as much holiday cheer and wealth and compassion and commerce as possible. So yes, plenty of opportunities to get involved. The other element that we have heard about just in talking this to a number of businesses about this over the past few days is, can I also support a nonprofit? And we have that element as well. So if you're a business that thinks, I know a nonprofit could really use my help, or I have a charity of choice that I'd really love to support, we're happy to funnel that their way as well.
So if some of that's on your mind, you'll want to contact Ava or a member of her team.
I'm easy to reach.
They'll get you connected with those opportunities. And boy, I'm telling you, if you're out doing your shopping on December 6th or after, and someone comes up to you and says, hey, I got a gift card for you to use at a local small business, that's a legit thing. We're excited about it. And we hope that we're able to surprise some shoppers with it this year.
Yeah, we're calling it the Claws Crew. Jason.
The Claws Crew.
The Claws
Crew. We got a
name
for this now.
So they'll have a Santa hat on and a little red button that says Claws Crew, so you'll know it's legit.
Yeah. Look, this is going to be so fun. I want to make sure I close with my annual message that I give anyway. This is the time of year when we get to vote with our dollars. If you've had a friend or a family member come visit you anytime throughout the year, 9 times out of 10, when you sit down and say, okay, what do you want to do when you're in town? You'll say, oh, I've got this great place I want to take you to, or this restaurant that's really special to me, or they got a great wine list or a really delicious food there. It's always the unique things that are in the communities, and that's typically things that happen with small business.
Absolutely.
It's typically things that make our community unique and different and special. And so if those are the type of things that are really important to you to just have in the community at any time of year, this is the time we need to show up for those businesses. So please participate in Community Claws and just shop local as you would in the holiday season anyway.
Yeah. When small businesses thrive, I think our city thrives. And so I can't wait.
That's really
super excited.
Well, this has been Ava Thomas from the Lincoln Journal Star and Jason Ball from the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We will see you out shopping this December, but for now we are in the AOI podcast studio at the Lincoln Chamber. We'll see you next time.